This is Dave DeRosa for DC Indie Media. I've arrived at the interior department at 8 a.m. just in time to watch Greenpeace unfurl a banner over the side. Okay, it's 10 minutes later, and the police are up on the balcony talking with their support person, asking them to come up. You may be able to hear the climbers and the support person talking, seemingly sort of stalling to leave the banner in place as long as possible. They seem unclear whether they want the climbers to go up or down. I think the police are just waiting for the fire department to show up with a hook and ladder. The police kick me off the stairs and push all of the media back behind a barricade of police cars.
All right, I'm standing outside the Department of the Interior at 8:15 a.m. on January 18th. Greenpeace is hanging from the roof of the building, about three stories up, with a banner maybe 40 feet long, 20 feet high. It says, Bush and Norton, our land, not oil land. www.greenpeaceusa.org. The banner looks sort of like a big American flag.
Now the police on the bottom seem to be yelling up at the climbers, making sure they understand that they are going to be arrested.
Do you understand those directives? Do you understand at that time?
Yes, sir.
All right.
1370
is
both units on the way
out.
Take it
to. At this time, the one on the left is boom sample.
Okay, it's 8:30, and a hook and ladder truck from the DC Fire Department has just showed up. Although right now it's still blocked out of the way by police cars.
Bill Radford with Greenpeace USA.
And you work on what campaign?
The global warming campaign.
Can you tell us about the banner and the issue that you're talking about here?
Sure, the banner says Bush and Norton, our land, not oil land. It's basically to make the point that if you have Bush, Cheney, and Norton together, it's the biggest oil merger since ExxonMobil, and that the public will not tolerate them drilling in the Arctic or causing more global warming by burning oil.
So is this specifically about the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or is it about other oil drilling around the country as well, Florida, Southern California, what else?
It's about the Arctic, but it's also about the larger energy policy or the lack of a Bush energy policy that can get us off of fossil fuels and get us towards an economy where we don't have to worry about global warming or destroying our last pristine places.
And is this intended to actually derail the Norton nomination?
While we oppose Norton's nomination, we definitely want to send the message that even if she or anyone else is in office, we cannot allow the Bush-Valdez administration to steer us towards the iceberg. They need to turn us away right now from using oil, which is causing global warming and which is also destroying our last natural habitat.
Do you feel comfortable characterizing the Bush administration as perhaps the most oil-friendly in history? I mean, you've not only got Bush, Cheney, and Norton, you've got Andrew Card in the White House, who used to work for the car manufacturers, and you've got Condoleezza Rice, who has an oil tanker named after her.
I think it's fair to say that this is the Bush-Valdez administration. They have shown no indication that they plan on investing in clean, renewable technology, no indication that they plan on getting us off of our addiction to fossil fuels. It seems that the dependence that we have here is Bush dependent on oil money, and Bush dependent on a family of oil that got him into office. And unfortunately, what that means is it's directly against the American public, and instead of uniting America, he's dividing us by going against the environment and destroying our last public lands.
All right. Thanks very much, Phil Radford. Okay, it is 8:37, and one of the climbers, Craig Culp, is being handcuffed. He's come down to the bottom, and now Robert Lyon has come down to the bottom of the building as well, and is having his climbing. They're both having their climbing gear pulled off. The banner is still hanging, although it's starting to droop. It's a little harder to read. Also, their support person up at the top actually does not seem to be being arrested yet. Okay, at 8:40, the ropes are being pulled up, as is the banner, and they're pulling it up towards the Colony of Delaware along the roof of the Department of Interior building. So I guess Greenpeace has hung a banner on the building for approximately 45 minutes. So I'm here with John Pascantando, the executive director of Greenpeace USA. And John, I remember that you were rather famously arrested a couple days before the A16 action, and now Greenpeace has hung a banner on the Department of Interior just before the inauguration. Is this intended as sort of a rallying of the troops for the environmental movement against this nomination?
Well, we certainly do like having a very strong message go out against Bush and Gail Norton on the opening day of Norton's hearing and right before the coronation of Bush as president, because he promised he was going to be a uniter of this country. And what he's done with his anti-environmental threats so far by Bush and by Norton is very radical. And it is very divisive. And there could be nothing more divisive than tearing up America's great natural heritage, our lands, and giving them to the oil companies that paid for their campaign. So we want to derail their radical agenda and get it back onto an agenda that all Americans support, which is protecting our natural lands, enforcing the Endangered Species Act, and stopping global warming.
Would you be interested in trying to stop Gail Norton from becoming Secretary of Interior? Or if so, do you think she'd be replaced by somebody like, for instance, they dropped Linda Chavez from Department of Labor and replaced her with somebody just about as awful?
Well, it's a very good question. What we can and need to do is defeat the radical anti-environmental agenda. So we've got to stop Norton from enforcing that radical agenda and make her enforce the laws that protect our natural lands. Whether or not she's the Interior Secretary is immaterial, but it's the radical agenda that we have to stop them from and stop Bush from. And so once they see that the American public's not going to accept that, then it actually doesn't matter who they have implementing it.
I couldn't help noticing the banners down now, but it resembled an American flag to some extent. Is that playing off some of the patriotic feeling that's coming around the inauguration?
Well, absolutely. And it's also a sign that these are patriotic instincts that we have and that we represent in the American people, that we want to protect our natural heritage and our natural lands. The radical sort of anti-American agenda by Bush and Norton won't be stood for. Okay, so we as environmentalists own that flag too.
Thanks very much, John Pascantano.
Thank you.